The subject of this essay is not the so-called liberty of the will, so unfortunately opposed to the misnamed doctrine of philosophical necessity, but civil or social liberty. The nature and limits of the power that can be legitimately exercised by society over the individual. This is a question seldom stated, hardly ever discussed in general terms, but it profoundly influences the practical controversies of the age by its latent presence, and it is likely soon to make itself recognized as the vital question of the future. It is so far from being new that in a certain sense it has divided humanity almost from the remotest ages. But in the stage of progress into which the more civilized portions of the species have now entered, it presents itself under new conditions and requires a different and more fundamental treatment.